5. The consecration of choice. The doing of the will of God is nothing more or less than an exhibition of creature willingness to share the inner life with God, with the very God who has made such a creature life of inner meaning value possible. Sharing is godlike, divine. God shares all with the eternal Son and the infinite Spirit, while they, in turn, share all things with the divine sons and spirit daughters of the universes. The imitation of God is the key to perfection. The doing of His will is the secret of survival and of perfection in survival. Mortals live in God, and so God has willed to live in mortals. As men trust themselves to Him, so has He, and first, trusted a part of Himself to be with men, has consented to live in men and to indwell men subject to the human will. Peace in this life, survival in death, perfection in the next life, service in eternity, all these are achieved, in spirit, now when the creature personality consents, chooses, to subject the creature will to the Father's will. And already has the Father chosen to make a fragment of Himself subject to the will of the creature personality. Such a creature choice is not a surrender of will. It is a consecration of will, an expansion of will, a glorification of will, a perfecting of will. And such choosing raises the creature will from the level of temporal significance to the higher state wherein the personality of the creature Son communes with the personality of the Spirit Father. This choosing of the Father's will is the spiritual finding of the Spirit Father by mortal man, even though an age must pass before the creature Son may actually stand in the factual presence of God on paradise. This choosing does not so much consist in the negation of creature will, not my will but yours be done, as it consists in the creature's positive affirmation, it is my will that your will be done. And if this choice is made, sooner or later will the God-choosing Son find inner union, fusion, with the indwelling God fragment, while this same perfecting Son will find supreme personality satisfaction in the worship communion of the personality of man and the personality of his Maker, two personalities whose creative attributes have eternally joined in self-willed mutuality of expression, the birth of another eternal partnership of the will of man and the will of God.